Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All you have to do is listen at 9 o'clock, noon, 3, and 6. We'll give you the Jazz Fest code word of the day to see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, John Fogerty, Louisiana Roots, Casey Musgrave, Harry Connick Jr., and more. Good luck, happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. It was way back in October, man. It was like a new marriage or something going on, a honeymoon, and the Pelicans were getting ready to tip off the season. We were all excited and everything else, and then it didn't turn out so well. Ollie Cosell joins us now, our friend, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. Like you, I'm probably glad that it's over. Yeah. This season was rough, wasn't it?
It was, and you know what's strange about that is it seemed like it was over before the All-Star break, and that's, I think, what made it seem so long.
Yeah, without that look, I mean, to your point, I think they began the season, was it in the first 34 games or 5-29, mm-hmm. something along those lines, right? So back then we were already looking, you know, to the summer, the future, draft picks, all those things, the things you don't want to think about that early in the season.
So where did the ship begin to go off course, steer toward the iceberg?
Yeah, without a doubt, you can start with the injuries, but I'm going to go back to the summer where they made that trade for DeJounte Murray, let a lot of depth go. That was very much pertinent to last year's 49-win team, right? You lost Larry Nance, Dyson Daniels, Jonas Valanciunas, Najee Marshall. All these guys that were tough were able to fill in when other guys ahead of them were hurt. Mm-hmm. You didn't have them here this year. So when the injury struck, and invariably it seems like every year it does here in New Orleans, Zion went on to miss, 50 games. Herb Jones, 60. Even Trey Murphy missed about 30 games. And, of course, the guy you traded for, DeJounte Murray, when you let that depth go, you got him back, or you brought him in, and he only played 30 games. So
let me jump in for a second here. Let me jump in for 1 second. So let me ask you this, brah. If you had it to do all over again, knowing how it was going to turn out, would you have not made the DeJounte Murray trade? Of course, there's no way the Pelicans would have known this. I'm just saying.
Look, we all know that they needed a point guard to find over the summer. Last year, the reason they won 49 games and not more was simply because they couldn't close out games. Mm-hmm. You didn't have somebody that could run the offense, get you good shots, and win, right, those close games. I think they went 1-7 in three-point games a couple of seasons ago, so you needed to bring him in. But to your point, Tommy, I don't think he was the best point guard, right? If you look overall body of work, he's kind of mediocre. Games play has never been an issue. 78 games a couple years ago in Atlanta, so that was never an issue. But, look, he's not known as a winner, one of these top-tier guards. So you trade a lot of depth for a guy that you're hoping could, you know, steer the ship in the right direction, but never even got a chance to see it. But there were questions before that all went down negatively.
So injuries, everybody gets injuries. Everybody says you can't blame injuries, but the team was hit hard by injuries. I mean, really.
It was just ridiculous. I've already read through the, you know, how many games were missed by basically your starters, right? The key guys.
Tim tells me eight players available yesterday.
Yeah, you finish the season with only 8 players available. And look, you have 3 of your top guys season-ending injuries, right? DeJounte Murray, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. You're just not going to win many games. You're not going to be an over 500 team when you sustain this many injuries, regardless of coaching, GM, anything.
So where do we go from here?
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a change made. Rumors started swirling, honestly, months ago. I started hearing about there's going to be a big change coming. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like it was going to be something bigger than just a coaching change. And of course, these last week or so, rumors have really fired up that David Griffin, they're going to replace him. He's going to be let go. He's been here 6 years. Only 2 of those 6 years you made the playoffs, and you tied your ship to basically a tandem that never worked, right? Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram's already gone. Remains to be seen what happens with Zion. But look, Zion hasn't even played in half of the games he potentially could have in a New Orleans Pelicans uniform. So that's a problem. So, therefore, you got to make a change, right? Injuries, you can only blame so much on, but somebody has to be responsible for having those guys here regardless. So, by all accounts, Tommy, it sounds like David Griffin, he's going to be
late. Don't get rid of me yet. Don't get rid of me, Ollie. Hang on, we're good.
Not you.
Yeah, hang on a second. And David Griffin is a tremendously nice man. He really is. You know that. To talk to him is a very personable guy, a very genuine guy, but it is a results-based business. So if not him, who?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? Look, he did a lot of good here. He started, I think, the ball training the right way, opposed to what Dell Demps did here, right? Invested in the practice facility, got really built up the G League team to where it's like a good farm system. You're getting in this young town that's usable. And, of course, analytics department really built that all up. So he did a lot of good things. And so you want to bring in somebody that's going to be able to carry that torch, keep it going, because that's where the NBA today is, right? Stats play a big part of it. Right, being able to find needles in the haystack, how you play, right? You look at the Boston Celtics. They upped their three-point attempts even more from just a year ago because they know that's how you win in the game. That's what analytics point to. So I don't know who that would be, but it doesn't sound like it would be Joe Dumars. I know the rumor's been swirling out there. It could be him. I'm not buying it. He was in contention 6 years ago, and he never made the list of finalists that David Griffin was on, Trajan Langdon. So I don't think if they didn't hire Joe Dumars or even give serious consideration to the ownership group 6 years ago, they won't do it again. So I think it's going to be somebody that's relatively unknown, somebody from a successful organization, whether it's the Thunder, Celtics, you name it, but bring in somebody like that.
Injuries, there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, it just happens, right? Or is there?
Yeah, injuries definitely happen, Tommy. But like I said, you have to have either one, depth to sustain, and two, you have somebody, you know, players that you can rely on. And that's been a problem here in New Orleans, right? Like I said, Zion and Brandon Ingram, we've never been able to rely on. Only 1 year did I think both of them play about 60 games, and that was when Stan Van Gundy was here. That's not good enough in 6 years.
Ollie Cosell, thank you, man. A pleasure as always. I appreciate it. An NBA-credentialed writer covering the Pelicans and season finally over, although, as we said, it seemed like it was over before the All-Star break. 9:52, we'll take a break. Come back, find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.